lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republic of Podcast.
Boys. Back again, episode 92.
Here we go. This is it, isn't it? F1 and MotoGP finished for the year, and it's the off season. Exciting.
Yeah, I know, man. Formula One don't do like off season, you know, like a test the day after. Anyway.
They'll have a test today, but only for rookies.
Lame.
Yeah, only for rookies. About that. And nothing like no next year car or anything like that. They unveil the car a week before the test in Barcelona usually.
So they've never done that?
No, I don't. Not that I recall. Yeah, okay. It's always the car release in Feb, and then the test end of Feb.
Mm. I guess they've always got the you know, what do they call it? The simulators.
Yeah, they can test everything. That's the big difference. Yeah. Massive difference. And at the end of the day, you have 2-day tests, and that's it for F1. So, but you're right. Like, it's so all sims now, and the more you test, the bigger teams become bigger and bigger and better and better. So it's better to have less testing, so it closes the gap. So.
But do they have like concessions like MotoGP? So does Haas get more testing than
more wind
Mercedes?
Tunnel time?
Okay.
So that's where a lot of the testing's done in the wind tunnel. That's how they test all their parts. And I'm sure wind tunnels are a big thing for MotoGP now.
Yeah, they would be.
Because all of the aero and stuff, it's huge. Mm. That could be the next thing that comes through is not you have to limit your time in there.
But they do wind tunnels for helmets.
Yeah.
Yep. So Shoei's got their own wind tunnels.
Yeah, cycling's so huge.
There you go. Cycling.
Yeah. Yeah. All the when they test new like time trial bikes, they go in wind tunnels and see how efficient they can be. So
crazy. That's cool.
Motor Heaven, Jimmy. Xmas time.
Yeah, Christmas time. Lead into Christmas. They're doing their 12 days of Christmas, so check their socials for that. But yeah, don't wait. Grab all your stuff at motorheaven.com.au. Thanks to everyone coming out to the Motor Heaven Thank You Day. And a special shout out, Brashals, to Willie Nels.
What a legend.
And his mate Riley that came all the way down from, I think, Ballarat. I always get Ballarat and Bendigo mixed up. I think it was Ballarat.
One of the Bs.
Apologies, one of the Bs, if I'm wrong, for bringing down one of these McDoohan hats, two of the McDoohan hats for us. I told him, Willie, you definitely do not have to give that, but he did. So it was really nice and cool story. He said he, after Mick won his fourth world title in 1997, he raced from Siberia to the merchandise stand and grabbed one, which is really cool. So that's the day of he bought
that. Wow, that's unbelievable. That's awesome. Thanks, Willie. That's amazing.
Really, really, really nice. And we'll definitely have to repay the favor. So thank you again. It's very cool. And, you know, he said it's good to not be gathering dust at home and we can look after it.
Yeah, we'll look after it for you. We'll put it on the pod. So I appreciate that, mate. Guys, we've got Patreon ep coming up next week. So super excited about that. Subscribe, 20% off merch. I was at the Benzina Stables second birthday here on Saturday night. So great turnout as always. And the boys are doing an incredible job here.
Absolutely.
Car
amazing.
Storage and some beautiful luxury cars for sale. So get involved with them as well.
Yes. And as always, like, comment, subscribe, follow Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. We're on it. Get around us. The more you love us, the more we can put out more content for you guys. So
yeah,
any little bit helps.
Over the next 2 months, we have some seriously cool things in the pipeworks.
Could be the most fun stuff of the year.
It is. Yeah.
It normally actually is now looking back doing the off-season stuff.
So, yeah, and we appreciate any ideas as well if you want to send them through. We've obviously taken a bit of from the fans and what people like, what people want. So, yeah, it's the off-season, but we ain't stopping.
Yeah, it's testing. Stop. It's testing time now.
Crazy.
That's what it is.
So get some results up for the F1. Final race of the season, Abu Dhabi.
Yes, so Lando Norris, Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc were your top three. Lewis Hamilton, George Russell, Max Verstappen, Pierre Gasly, Nico Hülkenberg, Fernando Alonso and Oscar Piastri round out the top 10.
Oh, so you got 10th after all that, Piastri. What a race for him, seriously. Fucking hell, he's in the wars the whole time.
Tell me about it, eh?
That incident at the start, but Verstappen just sent it up the inside. And you know what? I think actually, personally, McLaren came out after qualifying and said, we're just going to keep the boys up 1 and 2 and we're just going to control the race. As soon as you say that, Verstappen's thinking, I've got to get ahead of them in the first corner. And they've actually probably caused that incident.
The McLaren's fault. McLaren's fault.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous, but like actually a little bit of truth in that. Because Verstappen, he's the lion. You know, he's a lion. You can't feed the lion. So
it was his fault though.
Verstappen's fault. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. You can't argue that. You cannot argue that.
No, you definitely can't. But congratulations, Verstappen, world champion, fourth time. An announcement of his baby along the way next year as well. And then McLaren, the first time since 98 to win the championship.
The drivers weren't even born.
It's just unbelievable. So, look, to me, I've been following F1 since I can remember, but I don't remember 98, that's for sure. So, for them to come back up to the top and win the constructors, I don't think any of us picked that.
No,
we knew they were going to be good and better this year, but like to win the constructors championship is just incredible.
You know what's hilarious is I've known Tom for a long time, and every year I always go to Tom, what's your tip for Formula One during the year? And he goes, Jim, McLaren's on. McLaren's on. They've produced this good. He even said this from the Alonso era when they were nowhere. Like the worst of McLaren, like hit rock bottom. Jim, they're on. They've got this car. They're going to do amazing. And they've been on a steady decline for a long time.
Hit rock bottom.
I reckon this is the first year where you said he didn't say McLaren was going to win. Bay, they were the constructors. True, bud, isn't
true,
it?
True. We actually have an F1 and we're recording our F1 MotoGP review show next week. And we're going to go through what we thought was going to happen to what actually happened.
God,
and it's going to be so ridiculously wrong, but I'm looking forward to that. Very true. I'm a big fan of the underdog, as you know, boys. And we'll see next year who's going to be the underdog. Because it's very open. We say this every week. Very open. But, you know, Verstappen spinning in the first corner, he was still 11th.
Well,
he spins and still 11th?
He was so lucky. He just kept his momentum and just went.
Skill, but... Yeah. Skill, you know, unbelievable.
Is it a bit in that, you reckon?
Well, 100%, 100%. I got an incredible stat for you boys. So, Lewis Hamilton's last race at McLaren, Brazil 2012. Okay. Red Bull's multiple-time world champion, back then Vettel, spun on the opening lap and recovered to P6. Last night, Verstappen spun, recovered to P6.
There you go.
All right, Sergio Perez to retire on the opening lap in 2012. Sergio Perez.
Oh, wow.
Retired on the opening lap.
He's been racing for that long.
A British driver, back then Button, secures a victory for McLaren. A British driver, Norris, secures a victory for McLaren. A Spanish driver takes second in a Ferrari. Alonso back then, signs last night. Another Ferrari completes the podium in third. Back then, Massa.
Yep.
Last night.
Charles.
So incredible. Lewis Hamilton's last race for McLaren in 2012 and his last race for Mercedes in 2024, how similar they are.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's interesting. That's cool. It's so weird you hear those stats.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's like Rossi's stats when he retired. All his numbers equaled being like 46 or something weird like that. I don't know what it was.
The date, I think it
was. Yeah, the date equaled 46. It was just weird, those little things.
It is.
That's
crazy.
A good one.
It is.
You calculate that one yourself?
God, no. That was stolen. That was we call that a Motorsport Republic a steal.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We steal it and make it better.
Yeah. Just like Fox Sports stole some of our stuff.
That's becoming. They might be get blocked like we've been blocked by a famous athlete. So
that's coming later on in the
That's
pod.
Coming later on
that's,
the pod.
That's big news.
Mercedes and Hamilton, the most successful partnership in sport history.
How
Daniel,
crazy
is that?
Man,
is that a
what
bit
do you
of,
mean sport history?
Would you say a team and a driver, rider, athlete, would you say that's the most successful partnership in the history of sport?
By far.
Like, you might say a Messi at Barcelona. You might say a Ronaldo at Manchester United. That sort of thing. That 12 seasons, 6 world championships, 90 wins. It's pretty incredible. Good. And everyone thought he was crazy going there back in 2013. And, he's proven them wrong.
Schumacher and Ferrari would be pretty big.
Yeah, that's probably that.
The next best.
The next best, I would say now. So
for motorsport, I guess, definitely.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you got your Rossi, but he was probably over a couple of different manufacturers.
Switch different teams.
Oh, Mark and Honda.
Yeah, that's a good one. 5.
Yep, Mark and Honda.
If you're going to switch codes, Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Yep.
That's a dynamite. Massive, yeah.
Again, boys and girls, put in the comments what you guys think, but I reckon that's right up there.
Dusty Martin and Tigers, obviously.
Greatest finals player ever.
Yeah, greatest.
Probably is. Yeah, probably is. Yeah, you're
thank
right.
You. Thank
yeah,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, we are proudly supported by the great team down at Moto Heaven. They are absolutely unbelievable to deal with. And if I were you guys, I'd definitely head over to their website.
Yes, you never pay full recommended retail price at Moto Heaven and free delivery for any order over $100.
100%. And they've got the best, most usable website in the whole motorcycle industry. Dare I say the world. They got parts finders. You can chuck in any bike you want. If it's a gold KX250 or an R1, you can find anything you want. Helmets, they got everything. Head to motoheaven.com.au where you will get everything that you need. That's a guarantee.
Do it. Verstappen calling the stewards idiots.
Yeah, that was gold.
Not doing himself any favours.
Nah, and, I like it. I like it.
Oh, goodness. I don't know how he gets away with it. You know the thing is with him?
Because he's good.
Yeah, he's the
that's,
best.
That's right, why he gets away with it. Yeah. If he was the Chinese fellow that's now cooking minced meat, he would be. He wouldn't be copping it. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. But
cancel me.
He's not doing himself any favours, and he's got more penalty points on his licence for next year.
He fucking laughs it off with his $300 million. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Do you see what he came out with today?
When he's like, yeah, hopefully I get my 12th point by the time the baby comes and takes a paternal leave. What an animal.
He's an animal. That's why you got to love him. Seriously.
But
everyone's
freaking out with that announcement now because he said if he becomes a father, he's going to retire.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he did say that.
I think a while ago. Yeah, and everyone's like, oh my God, Max is going to retire.
But do you reckon that...
Well, Red Bull will be in all sorts if he retired. They got no one for next year.
They'll be fucked. Do you think that changes an athlete's mentality, like, overnight?
What do they say? You lose 2 seconds when you've got a kid?
Is that what it is? I've heard something like that.
If you watch that doco with Colin Edwards, Nicky Hayden and Rossi.
Yeah.
There's something like that.
Well, that's interesting.
When you have your first kid, you lose like 2 seconds or
over the race lap.
Well, what did
over a race?
Remember Alonso passed Schumacher around the outside of 130R, yeah. And he said he braked because he's got a wife and kids at home, whatever. Like, fuck, that's cold as ice.
Yeah. It was that's probably it's a famous quote. That could be
one of the best of just motorsport.
It's true though.
Yeah.
It's how true is that? I mean, it's.
Because when
you have that split second thought in your head, you know.
Course. Yeah, and who knows? It might not change it at all. But I don't know. Everyone that's kind of had a kid that I can think of, I don't know. There's still won titles. Like Casey Stoner had a kid, won a title, but then retired.
Mm.
You know,
too much for him.
Yeah, for obviously a whole lot of reasons. Rossi had a kid, retired not that long after, but he was also 1,000 years old.
He had the kid afterwards. Retired.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
he announced the pregnancy halfway through the season.
But gotcha. You're right. There's not in your head, when have you seen a world champion celebrate with their wife and kid? It's not a usual thing.
Maybe
maybe Rosberg back in 2016, I can think of. Vettel, I don't think had kids because he was real young. It is rare. I mean, you think of Hamilton, he's 41 years old. Alonso, 41 years old. Like, they haven't got a family. There's no kids. I think Hamilton's single.
I'm sure it's hard just as athletes in general, but motorsport, like, they're really putting their life on the line. Like, you can play soccer, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
You're going to come home at the end of the day, but don't know with Formula One or MotoGP.
Correct. MX or anything like
you
that.
You know, the craziest ones where they all do have kids, I believe, is Isle of Man TT, and they're doing the craziest stuff, still winning, and they've got like 8 kids, and John McGuinness is drinking Guinness, breaking lap records.
Splitting the G.
I still like watch that road racing and just go, wow, why are they doing it?
It's crazy.
Like I was watching, there was Bill battling on that East-West 300 or whatever you call it.
Northwest,
and they're actually racing. There's not a time trial.
And the straights along there are insane.
There's more, there's a lot of deaths there compared to Isle of Man as well. So
you can ride that track in Ride 4.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Do some challenges on it. Crazy.
It's wild.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Remember listening to Cam when we had Cam Donald on? If you haven't listened to that episode, please listen to it because it's very fascinating and the mindset those guys.
Yeah.
You know,
intense. They loved it.
But all those guys are crazy. Like, you know. The famous footage of Raikkonen going up through Eau Rouge and Spa and not lifting through the smoke. Like, just to do that is serious balls.
Yeah.
He's the man.
You know.
Jimmy, what do you think of what are the McLaren's fans at the head office they had?
So, did you see that, Michelle?
Bit of a sensory room vibe? Or?
Were they fans or workers?
No, they were invited. They were like hardcore fans.
Oh, I thought they were workers. Yeah, they were workers.
No. Some of them were fans. They said at the start of the telecast. Mm. So they invited like some hardcore fans. And like we all know when someone's hardcore something, there's like a bit of like autism.
Yeah.
So like...
Because they asphyxiate?
Yeah. That's when you hang when you're having a wank.
Oh, that's... sexual asphyxiation. That's how the NXS guy died.
Yeah, Mark Lachlan Hunters.
Fixating.
Fixating. Yeah. So they're like the real diehard fans. You get a lot of them in motorsport as well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah,
Civic cars.
Too many seed oils.
Oh, yeah. I saw it, and like the first thing I thought about was this pod and talking about you guys with it, because I swear to God, there was dribble hanging out of all their mouths. Like, they were retarded. I could drop the R-bomb, but they were retarded.
Yeah, it was... I won't go that far, but yeah, that was seed oil. Teflon cookware, unfiltered water.
You said, Tom goes, if they were MotoGP Philip Island, they would be in the sensory room.
But yeah, it's funny, man. These diehard anything people are always... There's always a bit of a screw loose. Like, and we might be a part of that as well. Who knows? Like, people...
Oh, bro, 100%. Yeah. We're recounting the weirdest stats. Ooh. And, you know, we're all a bit, hey, how you going? But they're another level.
But yeah, back to the track and the race. And I really like that track. They've made some changes in 21. End of that second straight, they got a really big hairpin. And there was some good battles in there. That pass by Hamilton on the last lap.
Oh, what a pass.
With low T Russell. That was... That was a great, great pass, and what an end to his career. He's growing on me a little bit, Hamilton. It's crazy. I mean, I'm not the greatest fan, and
any particular reason why?
I don't know. Probably because he's going Ferrari, but we'll see. And because he's not winning. That's the other thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to implode at Ferrari. I've gone on.
You're on record.
Gone on record to say that, and I have put a box on with my mate at work. So box bet that Leclerc's going to outscore Hamilton next year, but we'll see.
That's a fair call, I reckon.
Yeah, he's Elfie is dead set on Hamilton going to go really well in the Ferrari.
Who?
Well,
Elfie from work.
Leclerc's never been outscored by a teammate.
Yeah, great call.
Seasons. There you go.
And if he comes and wipes the floor with him next year, then he's that's a conversation that retirement. I mean, you're getting old now. You know, these cars are the fastest they've ever been.
Young, hungry competition.
Who's going to be in that Red Bull seat next year? I've heard that they're trying to get rid of Perez, but he wants $20 million to get out of this contract.
Fair enough, though. That's what I'd be doing.
But this is why you don't sign these guys. I don't know why they're fucking signing an extension.
Well, you forgot that they even got signed.
Yeah, because I knew it was all bullshit. Seriously. So, but you know, what's the thing? You put in Liam Lawson, but he's not really performing that
even the commentators
well.
Were saying, you know, this is like his last race.
That's the thing. They know, I think.
Yeah, they were talking like it happened.
Yeah, I know. So, that's... they were in the paddock all the time. They hear all the rumours.
Yeah,
definitely. So, obviously, they're trying to go... It's probably going to go to like that sort of... Maybe not go to court, but like obviously the lawyers are getting involved and stuff to try to...
They're just going
to
pay him out. So, you can pay out any contract, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, what's contracts worth these days?
$20 million to not race. Like, he's kind of, surely you're going to, it's ego, but ego takes over.
Could you do me a favor, Bruchelles? Can you bring up the Constructors' Championship? Because that was a real fight down to the wire.
It was.
And it was a really interesting, Alpine came from the clouds to, I think finished sixth in the championship.
Had a good, like, last four or five rounds,
didn't
they?
They were nowhere. And shout out to Gasly. $0 damage bill.
True.
The first time in Formula One history.
Wow.
Not one wing, not one mirror, nothing. Did not have one accident. So,
no way.
First time in Formula One history, someone's got a whole season without a damaged car.
Or even just someone just running up the Arcia or something like that.
And he's always mid-pack. Think of he's always mid-pack.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable. And also, McLaren finished every racing lap. Piastri finished every racing lap for the whole season. With over 24 races. We talk about the Jet Lawrence going...
22 and 0.
How you have 22 races without a problem?
I know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And just like, you know what a Formula One's like. You run over a little bit of debris. You look at Qatar and bang, there was like two punctures.
Yeah.
Just like that. So even just for that to happen.
Need a bit of luck on your side.
You do.
McLaren taking it out with 666 points. Ferrari on 652, Red Bull 589, Mercedes 468, Aston Martin 94, so that is your top five.
Mm.
Alpine 65, Haas 58, the other Red Bull 46.
Yeah. Cash grab.
Williams 17 and Sauber 4.
Mm. Interesting.
I think Bottas went no points for the first time as well.
Yeah, he had a shocker. He blocked his brakes. I thought he had a puncture because that looked so amateur going to the side of K-Mag in his last race. That was he just completely missed his braking point. I thought there was a problem with the car, but he got a five-place grid penalty, which he might not ever take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't race again. It's like Jenson Button.
Yeah,
he got a 5-place grid penalty in Monaco when he filled in for Alonso and has never taken it because he retired.
That's wild how that works.
Isn't that funny?
Not going to Red Bull, Valtteri?
Yeah, no, definitely not. He put the feelers out apparently and they said no. But he'll be Mercedes probably reserve driver, I'd say. Which makes sense.
They were talking about that like as a thing as well.
So that makes perfect sense because you've got a guy who knows the team and he'll know the car and he'll just fit right in. I think Schumacher, obviously Mick Schumacher leaving last week, that's probably opened the door for that. But what does a reserve driver do these days? Like it's interesting. There's more and more things that have happened over the last couple of years where drivers have filled in. So you had like Ollie Bearman filled in 3 times this year, which I don't remember a driver ever filling in that many times in the past 20 years. Haas and Ferrari, twice, Ferrari once, scored points at Ferrari in his first race.
Yeah.
So he'll be in the Haas next year, which is exciting. And then you've got Ocon in the Haas, so they've got a brand new team.
That's exciting.
The little Asian team manager's done a really good job after Gunther's leaving.
Name? San Chao Bao?
Ayaki Hakimono, his name is, James.
Cool.
He's actually American, I think, but he's like... Fact check. Can you get the name, Curtis, of the Haas team principal, please? It'll be the NASCAR team.
All the fans are waiting for this. It's like a little bit of a cult following now. As Curtis, we should call this Curtis Lookups or something.
Curtis Corner.
Curtis Corner.
Nah, Curtis Sensory Corner.
You're on it, Curtis.
Haas Racing Team, can I take it on a free?
They've been going good. We didn't buy They're the amazing.
Hulk, he's an animal.
I think that could be my favourite team at the moment, is Haas.
Well, Hulk was fourth in qualifying, got a 3-place group penalty. So.
What a fucking savage. Curtis.
So the V8 Supercars team.
you got us good, you little dog.
It's Ayo Komatsu.
Oh, it's pretty close.
Chicken Katsu.
Okay, what pronunciation, sorry?
Ayo. A-Y-A-O.
Ayo.
Komatsu.
Let me tell you something, fellas. I know why he's got a good pronunciation of Japanese words. It's got something to do with some hentai.
Oh, that's...
He's like, nah. Fair enough.
Oh god, that is so funny. So easy. But yeah, I unfortunately had to run to work this morning. I didn't get to see any of the podium celebration. But apparently they had Brad Pitt on the podium.
Oh yeah, filming for the movie.
He's been doing heaps of stuff, hasn't he?
Do you know it's the most expensive movie ever made? They said.
You reckon it's going to do any good?
It's
hard to make these movies good.
It's so hard. Difficult. Well, I've been watching the Senna movie on Netflix. So it's like a series.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it's hard to replicate it because like you've seen I'd rather watch a documentary.
Well,
yeah,
the Senna one that was done by the redheaded director,
Ron Howard,
that was good. Was that Senna? No, that Senna? That was James Hunt and Niki Lauda. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. That was really, really good. That was really well done, and that was going back to the past, similar to what they're doing with Senna. But you'd need a big budget, I think, because you need to have these cars. You need there's a lot of CGI as well.
And there's a modern... Like, this is a modern one, and obviously he's racing up against proper Ferrari, Formula One factory teams.
That's right.
So like, imagine all the licensing and getting all that shit right.
Well, I think it's...
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, I think it's actually funded by Formula One, I think, is the whole thing. So they didn't have to do the licensing. That's what
this, you know what? This movie is going to be huge because F1's already got a crazy following of, you know, as mainstream as it is. So the movie's going to be a hit.
Do you reckon they could have called it something a bit different than F1? That's the movie. That's the name of the movie.
Is that what we've gone for? That's
F1.
That's
like, seriously.
I'm with you, though. I'd rather watch a doco, I guess.
You learn stuff. And, like, I think in a movie, you're watching, you're like, did this actually happen?
Yeah, or
is this
just... Beats and they put mayo
on
it.
Yeah, they put heaps of mayo on it. And that's, like, why I'm not a huge fan of Drive to Survive because... Well,
can have mayo to it because it's a movie. It's
fake. Yeah, it's got to. That's
Drive
right.
to Survive is different because...
True. You want the real shit.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. So, a movie, they're allowed to do whatever they want, but...
Yeah,
I'd say one movie as a good example would be Ford versus Ferrari.
That's a good movie, 100%.
Audi versus Lancia is another one. That was a good one.
So what?
Audi versus Lancia?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, go watch it. Do yourself a favour.
It can be done well.
Is it the rally one?
If it's done well.
There's another... Is there a Senna movie out there?
A Senna documentary out that came out probably about 10 years ago.
Daniel?
Oh, that's... Yeah.
It must be that.
And half of it's in... it's similar to Faster.
Oh, that's the goat.
No, but it's similar to when they have the guy speaking, but no subtitles.
Yeah. Standard Dorna, bro. Yeah. Seriously. Just put on CapCut.
I know. And I'm watching it. I've been watching it for the first time, and like me and my man watched it, like, what? Like, half the movie's in fucking Portuguese.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should rewatch that with probably... I mean, they'll probably have subtitles now, you'd assume. But yeah, that's a great... And then the onboard shot of him, Monaco, is just... That's like...
Yeah, that went, on the JPS.
Yeah, oh, JPS or one of the McLaren Hondas, but the red and white one. But he... That sparked interest in him again.
Mm.
And it just hasn't gone away since then. So
I know, he's just a legend of the sport. Yeah. But you're right, Cody. Ford versus Ferrari, I think it's one of the opening scenes where he's driving the old Ferrari through Le Mans at night and yes. through the fog. And they just depict it so well, just through like how dangerous it was. And
it's a ripping movie.
That. It is incredible. And just...
Yeah.
You know, those guys back then were animals. Like, oh, yeah. So different. Different beat. They're crazy. If you haven't seen it, it's a really good movie to
watch. Some drivers back then used to do the whole race. Could you imagine?
I know.
You're like, it's gotta be.
Yeah, it'd be like, it's like, you can't do it on wheel.
It's like the Japanese kamikaze pilots. Like, you can't.
Well, I guess, but they don't have a finish line, do they? Gertie, what are you going to say? Gertie's corner.
Oh, man, the Japanese really don't like us anymore, that's for sure.
No, that's the thing. They do, because they're so polite.
Yeah, I know. No, that's it.
They can't hate.
They can't. We love them. But well, it's a sign of respect. If Aussies give people shit, it's actually a sign of respect.
Yes. Well, we were probably a little bit hard on the Indians with their crap track they had, but a lot of Indian fans.
We got a bit of hate.
No, we had
Dingleberry fist pump.
No, he's back, but he's back.
Pump.
He's gone off us.
No, he's back, but
he's back.
He's back. Yeah, I've seen him.
Him around.
Yeah. He's back.
If you're listening, give us a fucking.
Give us a hand pump.
Nah, give us a voice and a voice message.
Yeah, I want a cold puppy voice message.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, make sure you're not a bot, all right?
Yeah. He's so amazing that we think he's a bot now, puppy. You gotta give us a VM.
I like that.
Yeah, Leclerc gaining 11 positions on the first lap. That was just incredible. If you watch that on board, he just picked the perfect spot. He braked on the outside when Perez went around. Just perfect.
He was loving it on the radio afterwards. Yeah, wow, how good was that?
They were going
that
for the constructors. Good. Like, they would have had a huge bonus in that for them, but they just missed out.
I think he was almost in tears, or he was in tears after the checkered flag because they missed out on constructors. Yeah,
fuck, it means a lot, doesn't it? Yeah. You wouldn't think. I never thought as a kid.
His life is Ferrari. Yeah, that's him, man. That's him. Yeah. I don't think Sainz gave a fuck. He's going to Williams anyway. But we'll see. We'll see what happens next year with those two.
Well, I reckon he's been underrated for the last couple of seasons, Sainz.
Yeah.
He pulls results.
Yep.
Yeah, he does. He does. They'll miss him. I reckon they could have gone with the same two drivers for next year.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're going to pay Hamilton $40 million a year, and they've already made that back on the stock market, they say. So for them, financial-wise, it's probably the best decision.
And Sainz came out and said, he's like, if it was anyone else, I'd be a bit more bitter. But when you're losing it to a 7-time world champion, it's fair enough.
Yeah. But, you know, you need to, in Formula One now, you need to form drivers. Like Red Bull.
It shows you, doesn't it?
It shows you. Exactly right. Verstappen can't just pull all the weight because you need, like, look at Piastri and Norris. Like, that's what it takes.
Well, I posted something on our socials today, and it was interesting to see the percentages of each driver.
Mm.
Yeah. So we'll go through them now because that was fascinating. So if you looked at... Shout out to Crofty and Martin Brunel. That's just a joy to listen to every week. I must have not posted.
Oops. So on our stories, bro. Yeah, you put it on our stories.
Yeah, I seen it today.
No, it's gone.
Unless you put it up last night.
No. It was this morning. It's just gone. It must have. Oh, no, I got it. Sorry. Technology's not my strong suit.
Bro, you're fucking retarded.
I bake it up with penis size and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So Lando and Oscar, 56 to 44%. So that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Charles and Carlos, 55 to 45.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And Oliver Bearman with 0.9%. There you go. Red Bull, 74%. To 25%. That's actually probably better for Sergio than I thought it was.
Mercedes, that's still pretty bad though, man.
Terrible.
And a Red Bull.
In a top team.
Yeah.
And shout out to... we're going to jump on George Russell's back later, so don't stress. As in not like... Jump on his back and slit his throat. But
you meant another thing.
Or do something else. But he outscored Lewis for the year. And Lewis pipped him for their
overall battle
for the last 3 years. They said that at the end of the... So the worst team percentage wise was Aston Martin, Fernando Alonso 74.4 versus Lance Stroll 25, Alpine 64% to 35%, Pierre Gasly to Esteban Ocon, Hulkenberg was 70%, Kevin 27%, Yuki was 65%, but he had two different teammates, so you can't really give him any king fraud. Albon 70%, Franco Colapinto 29%, which is incredible. He only raced five races.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And Logan Sargeant 0%. And Zhao, you're right, 4 points for him. Valtteri Bottas, the only driver to go pointless for the whole season, unfortunately.
That's fucking wild.
That car was a bucket of bolts, literally. Remember at the start of the year, they could do like a 40-second pit stop or something crazy?
Yeah,
that's
embarrassing.
How crazy is that? Aren't you supposed to compete with that?
Yeah, you can't.
I don't think he was too happy with that move by the end of it.
Nah.
Yeah, no. It's that was embarrassing.
Ugly car as well. The whole thing was just a shambles.
I didn't realise that that Kicks guy's Australian who sponsors that team.
Oh, are they Aussie?
Yeah, it's an Aussie company.
Because they
sponsor
the UFC and all this vlogging, Twitch shit and all that as well.
Yeah, I think it's a crypto, I thought, but it's got more to it, I think.
If you're listening, Kick,
soon to be sponsored with the podcast.
just a couple.
Number one, motorsport podcast in the world. It says it now, fucking intro.
Yeah. Well, if you say it, it means it's happened. So.
True.
So, it's... interesting time in the off season. There's a few changes next year, so I'm excited for this review show next week. So stay in touch for that. Probably won't launch that until probably.
We'll figure it out.
First week of Jan or something.
So. Hey, show. So performance of the week. Who's that?
McLaren Formula One team. Okay. I gave them shit last week, but to be honest, we did it to win the constructors with designing that car this year. They've been working on that for the last couple of years. Is an amazing effort. First time since '98, as we said. And amazing for a British team to do it, and we'll see what they can do next year with Lando, or even Piastri. Piastri having another year under his belt, is he the real deal?
I love it. It's good to see. And
sexyheaven.com.au. Just on Sexy Heaven as well. Get your orders in if you deliver. If you order soon, you should get it by Christmas.
Yeah,
100%. So they've got some interesting products, I have to admit. I went on there the other night. So
what was that thing I sent?
The Thumbster Pro or something? I even looked at the review. Some crazy shit popped up when you look at reviews and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that, Curtie. Your safe search will explode. So it was
I want to look it up. So because then our listeners can figure it out as well. Hang on.
So, some pretty crazy things on their website.
The Zolo Blow Station. Look it up. It's 15% off at Sexy Heaven right now as well. And Zolo Blow Station. It's like you can connect your phone up to it and it's got buttons and it does all the speeds and stuff.
8 different levels of vibration.
Oh, Jav. Okay, give us a rundown.
Bro, watch the 6-day review video.
Go on.
Dude, I don't think people want to see that. You want me to pop it out?
No, I don't want to see. Talk about it, bro. Jesus.
Tom just doesn't want to explain how he fucks himself.
Curdy's corner strikes again.
Yeah, got you good. So, sexyheaven.com.au, dick of the week. What do we got?
Dick of the week. Take it out. Are we doing George Russell dick of the week?
Yeah,
dick of the week. You don't pick a fight with the lion, mate. You don't pick a fight with the lion.
Okay.
Him lying in the stewards room saying how crazy that Verstappen got. Crofty's come out and said
it was a lie.
He was lying. He was fine. He was calm. He was collective. He was, and just for him to come out at the start of that race and the end last race of the season, just move on. Move on. They're professional drivers. They're going to have some biff.
Yeah, that's right. It's part of the game.
Part of the game. And the thing is, as soon as you give into that, you've lost it. And Verstappen's got you.
Yeah, that's right.
Not sitting next to him at the dinner. They had a spare seat for him to sit there. He didn't sit there. So just move on. You're not these girls, they just fight and never,
George Russell.
That's George Russell. Yeah, we're men. Just move on. Next race.
If you can back it up, keep talking shit by all means, but you can't.
Yeah, so 100%. And, he's lost some fans. He's lost some fans. Look,
do you even have any fans? Like, seriously.
We all know Verstappen is Verstappen. He's the most unique person on the grid.
That's right.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's in it for himself.
They're all like that, though.
And he's a four-time world champion.
They're all like that. There's nothing new.
It separates the best from the rest.
Exactly.
We talked about Michael Jordan. That dude would bet on fucking anything. He'd bet on throwing paper in a bin. He'll try and beat you. Do his absolute best. Like
very competitive.
Very competitive. That's what they're like. We've spoken about it 1,000 times. How he doesn't realize this is he should be in the fucking sensory room.
So, James, who's low T of the week?
So low T of the week is switching codes. Couldn't believe. I actually stumbled across this about 3 months ago, and okay. I forgot, and I didn't look into it enough. And our low tea of the week is actually, it pains me to say this, but it's Maverick Vinales.
And the what's happened? What's happened?
The reasoning it's Maverick Vinales, unfortunately, is he's blocked us on all social media.
What? What? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so he's blocked us on all social media. Even our sponsored Moto Heaven account is blocked. I had to go through a burner phone.
That's wild.
To find it. So
that's ultimate fraud behavior.
That sucks. And you know, it's all tongue in cheek. If Maverick, if you are probably not listening to this.
Well, hang on, he probably does. If he's blocked us off Moto Heaven.
Bro, Daniel Brashali was speaking to our mate Pecco Banyaya, and he's seen all the power. They all know the power rankings. It's fucking famous.
He pulled my phone off me and was scrolled, and he's like, clicked on it, and he's like, I see these all the time.
The power rankings are famous, and they all see it. And obviously, he's fraud the whole year, and it is what it is. It's just, I don't make up the rules. No. I don't make these.
I don't think it helps when there's 14 blokes in the middle of the nightclub and Phil Vine yelling fraud at him while he's there too.
We were before that.
You reckon?
No, I know. 100% I know we were.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
I think we were blocked a long time ago. I'm being dead serious.
I was scrolling through some videos on my phone earlier today, and I found the one where we were all on the default and just yelling at him.
Oh, my God.
No. That's so awesome. Good. Well, I think it's low T.
Just to add to his low T, the dumb fuck bought shares in KDM.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
Bro, I think I'm blocked on my personal account. No way.
Yeah, all our personal accounts are blocked as well.
What? Are we blocked by Maverick Vinales?
Yeah.
What is going on? That is fraud behavior. And what this guy doesn't understand, we would love it if he wins.
Bro,
we would love it.
I said it last week. I know. Nothing more love than Maverick Vinales.
I would be
Vinales
fucking
win.
So happy.
Bro, like, bro, how fraud is Maverick Vinales going to KDM? $3 billion in the hole. Seriously. You can't make this shit up.
And he buys shares in a fucking broke company.
Fuck it up.
Oh, God. Fuck it up. I am. But like, ammunition is too much. I can't, I can't.
He's not helping himself.
He's not
helping
himself.
He's just feeding us.
But that's so unfortunate, man. Like, he obviously goes to Tech 3 and it's a bomb. But there's nothing more than we would love is for him to win. It would be the greatest.
Yeah,
I'd want him to win more than anyone.
Yeah, I still got hope.
I'm telling you, the cards are stacked against him.
He just draws you in, Bart.
He does.
But if he's spending his time and his energy on blocking Tom Shavulak from Melbourne, Australia, because he called him a fraud, he's already caught. He's gone.
Bro, you're already caught, man.
He's the Dymo. He's going to say,
what's going on? Is the Dymo's blocked?
Yeah, he's probably like looking at vacation spots, looks at Diamond Creek, and he goes, twitches. Gets PTSD.
Far out.
And Mr. asks, can you buy me a diamond? Yeah. He's twitching.
But he gets some fraud tees going, I reckon. If he has one... Okay, this is the thing, boys. If he has one more shocking season and he's... he wins a race.
Bro,
and then
the KDM aren't even going to have bikes. What do you mean one more shocking season?
But I'm saying if it happens and he's fraud-like behaviour, okay?
So he needs to win a race, man. He needs a podium or something.
If he's 18th every race, not a fraud.
It's not a fraud.
Not a fraud. But if he wins fucking Coda, then finishes 18th at Assen... I'm making a fucking t-shirt and we're fucking selling them. So you heard it here first. Boys, Christmas party this Saturday as well. We're going to tell everyone our location. Would love everyone to be there. And if you can make it, look, it's short notice. I know Saturday night, Chapel Street, Melbourne, Victoria. So we'll put up where we're going to be Saturday.
Sweet as.
Probably about 9 o'clock.
Electric, what are you doing?
Yeah, get a couple of bottles.
We know a couple of people there.
Yeah, get a couple of something. Something. And then we'll see where the night takes us. So
just actually, we might be half a chance to get on a list to go to Electric.
Oh, okay. We'll have to talk about this now. James?
That's it.
It's another one. He's done it again. That's it. All right. Let's get some audio hot takes going.
Last thing I got is reports for VR46 to save Pedro Acosta.
Oh,
see that?
Yes.
So.
But wait, doesn't make sense. On. So is that. Go on. So that means who's gone then? Morbidelli. Surely.
Or Ducati might just give... They might get concessions just for an extra bike.
Wow.
So...
We never thought a non-Italian would race for them, though, did we?
Well, yeah.
Well, there was talks about Pedro... Furman going there.
Yeah. They never eventuated, though, did
they? They've had meetings. Like, they've had meetings.
Really?
If,
I think they've had meetings with Ducati themselves.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So...
We kind of the number one
VR46 has come out and said they would provide the bike.
And Dorna would do everything to get
that.
Yeah,
that's
on the
right.
Grid.
You can't not have Pedro.
The number one young. They'll facilitate that.
Yeah, especially Spanish Mafia as well.
I honestly thought it would have been three factory Dukes.
Yeah. Well, who knows, man? Who knows? Like, it's crazy. But I know KTM have come out and said their bike's ready to go. Like, it's in the.
The problem is their bike may be ready to go, but their budget's not.
Well, that's
and
right.
And there's no development through the whole year.
Then
like, that's
you're already
fuck
cooked.
Them.
You're
it's
already cooked.
Cook
You're already cooked. Like, look at Aprilia. They all started good at the start of the year and they didn't develop as well.
That happens all the time. Like in motorsport, you have it at the start of the year and you just fall away. It's like it's a development race, especially at the moment, MotoGP with all the new aero components. So, super sad. If that happens, it actually, what do you reckon the chances are there's going to be no KTMs on the grid next year? Is it?
I think it's 50-50, man. Yeah. I think it's a 50-50 split. I'm trying to be
really
optimistic.
Likely.
But how can they go for, like, and we were talking about this last week, and actually we'll save it for the Patreon if you want to.
There's a lot of talk about it anyway.
Yeah, so. But like, it's just amazing that a company that size can go from signing four crazy good riders to being broke 6 months later.
Someone must like, have known
didn't
in,
you see that
in
coming?
The past year.
Didn't you see it coming?
Like, I don't get it.
Like, it's just like, oh, you better do an audit on fucking the company and go, oh, actually we're $6 billion in the hole. Like, how does that happen? I mean, I'm not into business at all, but yeah, it just seems like a lot of money. But hopefully Red Bull, Austrian government,
but
there's
like
some help there.
We've spoken about this. The Red Bull sponsorship is the biggest, like the money they must be pouring into that.
Oh, it'd be huge.
You know, so like they've got a huge backing.
Yeah.
Through all their racing programs, not just MotoGP.
If anything, Red Bull will take it over. Yeah. Totally. Have full control of it.
Well, yeah, which like they run like a Red Bull bike around. And they just use KTM components, but there's no such thing as KTM, something like that. Who knows?
Oh, they could start off as BMW. Who knows what they could do? Like, there's so much to it.
That's right.
You know, someone's coughing in the background, sneezing or something. Fuck.
It's in the cage. We got him locked in the cage.
That's Gertie's replacement, just in case. Anyway, it's going to be interesting, but okay. Just say, okay, Pedro Acosta goes to Ducati.
Where does it leave the other three?
The other three are already cooked anyway. And you still can't have Maverick, because Maverick is just good entertainment for us. Bastianini is still a world-class rider. Mm. And you've got, who's the other one?
Brad Binder.
Brad Binder. Poor Brad Binder.
Oh, it's a travesty for the sport if we lose KTM, because that was one of the most exciting things to look forward to next year. Because you've got, and you're just going to have another Ducati domination, which is going to happen anyway, but an absolute domination now. So, yeah. So
someone will save them, whether it's a sponsor or another manufacturer will take.
I think,
take their spot.
I was talking to my old man about this morning, and he does get sucked into the Daily Mail as we. But he said there is potential sponsors out of, I think it's like, or businesses like an Indian or like a CF Moto Chinese type thing, which will probably buy them out, which is standard, I think, these days.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's going to put them on the back foot for years to come now. Like, is it going to new manufacturer, like a new regulations in 27? Yeah. Like,
and they're not already on the front foot. Like, they're still
they're still no
behind.
Man's land.
It's just, this is just the first year we've gone, fuck, KTM has got the lineup.
Yeah.
They finally got the lineup.
Yeah, they got it right.
Okay, let's see what they can actually do. And this is the last brand I really thought that would have done that. I could see anyone else doing it.
I had thought Honda would have been more chance to leave before KTM.
Yeah.
I know, it came out of nowhere, didn't it? I mean, there was whispers, like, what, 3-4 months ago that in financial strife, but not this amount. Like, so anyway, we'll cover this in our Patreon episode coming up, which is going to be a KTM theme. So just a bit of a tidbit. Mm.
Very nice.
All right, like world-famous audio VM hot takes. Let's go.
All right.
Did the fans keep it to a 30-second window? This is me.
I love that. I actually love that.
Well, the last few were actually... the last few are, but the first few were around 40, 50 seconds.
Oh, that's fine. It's just not jazz a bloody yabbling on for 2 minutes. That's
up
all right.
to a minute.
I get nervous, bro. When you get nervous, you... Ramble.
You ramble, yes.
I do that all the time.
You do, So, far out.
First one is Pat Elliott.
Get on your Pat.
Volume up here.
Fuck, I haven't heard any of these.
How are you though?
Hey, fellas, Pat here. You touched on the last pod about F1 versus GP demographics. And I think that's got a lot to do with the entry price to the sort of high-end vehicles. So if you want a really high-end motorcycle, you might spend 30, 40, maybe 50 grand if you're lucky. Whereas if you want a really high-end, fancy, you know, check how big my dick is car, you're going to be talking $100, $200, $300 million. Mm. So I think that goes a long way. GP demographics probably a lot more friendly with their fellow fans because, you know, you skip the fraud watch a little bit. If you turn up to a GP race on a bike, then everyone else that's riding a bike will go, this bloke's legit in some way, shape or form. Mm. Whereas if you turn up in a Bugatti, everyone thinks you're a wanker. That's my point. Cheers for the pod, fellas. Love it.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah. That's a great point.
The last quote he had that is right. If someone comes with a big dog motorcycle, they're cool.
Yeah.
And they're really cool.
Yeah.
If you come with a big dog car, you're like, ah, oh, it's half a wank.
Is that a is that a worldwide thing or is that an Aussie tall poppy syndrome?
No, I think that might be a bit of a worldwide thing.
Okay.
It depends on what car. Like, if you rock up with a Ferrari, you're like, he's cool. But, like, yeah, he's right.
I would.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, he is right, yeah, for sure.
But I think also the drive, like, if you're driving, and I might be stereotyping, but if you're driving those types of cars, you probably are a flog. Like, you know, you know you're a flog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. You got to have a bit of a... You've got to have like a bit of C-U-N-T in you.
Very, very rarely, and I'm not saying everyone, but you're going to jump out of a Ferrari and you think the average punter's going to come and speak to us getting out of a Mazda 3 or a fucking Kia or something.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Well, yeah, the Mazda's fuck. I'll fucking pump him in the Mazda 3, don't you worry.
Pump who?
Pump whoever wants to fucking jump in the line.
You want to fucking go, bruh? Yeah.
I pumped an AMG the other day, by the way.
In the Mazda jet?
No, on my bike.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Didn't work out too well for you.
Well, it actually did.
after that, it didn't. When anyway.
Yeah, your ass clenched up in a little tight little way, didn't you?
Oh, I was like, fuck, man. I'm going to get impounded, but it is what it is.
Anyway, speaking of luxury cars, one starting up behind us. Mm. Yeah, well, it's a good point. And bikes are just more affordable. Like, it's so much more achievable to, bro, any fucking idiot can get a loan for $40,000 and buy a Ducati. Let's be honest. Right. You just can't get a loan for a fucking mortgage and buy a Lamborghini, you know? It's the difference.
Not only that, like, to extract that power out of a car, you're spending, exactly like you said, hundreds of thousands or millions.
Mm.
Whereas for 10, 15 grand, you can buy a secondhand R1.
Mm. Bro, 100%.
And have the same amount of, like, 0 to 100 time.
But you got more power than most of those cars.
But again, it always goes down to this. A bike is a novelty item. A car is an essential item.
Oh, of course.
For a lot of people. Now, buying a Mazda 3...
Not if you're in Indonesia.
True. Well, yeah, exactly.
True. That's a good point. That's why fucking superbikes have to go there. We talk about this.
Yeah.
But that's why, the common man probably looks at car racing as a first option. And then all the bike guys are always into the bike racing. But I know a lot of people ride who don't watch MotoGP
it's
either.
It's so hard.
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of that.
You're probably the best at kind of answer this because Daniel and I are so entrenched in the bike industry and how bike people think, where I just think every person has a motorbike. I went for a walk with my missus the other day and some dude had his garage open and all he had in there was like a lawnmower and a push bike. And I was like, it's so weird looking at a garage without a motorbike in it. Like, it's so foreign to me. I've never had a garage with no motorbike.
Yeah, well, that's true. You haven't. Both of you wouldn't have had that.
So it's just strange.
And I've had one... Well, I've had dirt bikes, but one motorbike that didn't last too long in there. But it's hard. And the thing is, for me, the bike... People who ride bikes now, and we might get a bit of hate for this, but like... there are some fucking losers out there.
Oh, bro.
The sports bike.
Shandos.
Kenny, come at me, bro.
Curtis rides with all them.
Yeah, I know he does. MSR. But like,
we're here to save you, bro. What are you doing?
But normally those MSR style of people, I'm sure there's some nice people in there, maybe not, aren't into MotoGP.
Bro, they all aren't.
No. So it's like a rebel thing, I think. Like, you know, that's how they've discovered a motorcycle.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, a lot of these people are pedophiles, and I'll tell you why.
Hey guys, that's my friend.
I'll tell you why. Bro, I'll tell you why. So I've worked in the bike industry for a long time.
People are going to be laughing in their cars right now going, oh my God, yes, pedophiles. Bro,
I've dropped the big P. So I'm telling you. Okay, so I've worked in like workshops, done all that. Whenever you see an MSR bike come in, it's got anime stickers all over it. We were talking about this yesterday.
Fentai.
It's like kids with massive tits. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And they've all got... I'm being dead... I'll take a photo. I've got a bike at work and I'll take a photo. I'll put it up on our story.
Mm.
And it is... It's gross, man. And they're all like that. So yeah. They're all pedophiles.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, and
it's all, fucked, bro. It's who all wants that? That's fucked up.
People put the horns or the ears on their helmet.
I hate that as well.
Or they put the furry helmet.
I fucking hate those. That. Like, I fucking hate those cunts so much.
Yeah, I saw someone with like a Santa thing. It looked fucking... He was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. It was 50 degrees outside. And then he had a big Santa thing that around the helmet. Like, nah. Jesus.
All those fucking meat. Oh, that's so gay. Anyway. And they preach like all this safety. And then those retarded cunts on the road as it is.
Yeah, they go do a wheelie over the Balti Bridge or down beach road or something.
Stupid, like, man. And everyone in the bike industry, Daniel can attest to this, like, doesn't want to associate with them at all.
So that's probably hurting. And like, bikes used to be super cool. But
it,
yeah.
It used to be like a cool rebel thing. Yeah. Now it's just full of pedophiles. So.
Well, it's funny. I had a conversation with Luke and he said the same things. Like, bikes used to be cool. It was cool to hang out.
Well, he ran a workshop and everything, didn't he?
So and he'd seen the shift, being in the industry as well. And he said the exact same thing. He's like, it's fucking like gay now.
Yeah, it is.
No one wants to ride. Like,
all the cool guys at the track.
Pretty much.
So it's like a bit more relatable, just normal people. Like the our mates, like the Foo Sport guys.
Yeah, all
Moto
the boys,
Tuesdays.
Nah.
And they're all normal. You have a chat to them. Not pedophiles.
Yeah, no, but, no fucking tits on kids and shit.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's fucked.
No, I don't fucking... I'm not questioning it, bro.
It's
ridiculous. Like,
it's disgusting. You know what, it really grosses me out.
It's all for bike content now.
Yeah.
And it's not good... It's not cool content. It's like a fucking disgusting, dirty caption over some dude filling up his bike or fucking swerving in the middle of the road. Like,
or they're just rolling shots. Just like all they do is just ride on the highway.
Yeah.
Like, my grandma can do that.
Ridiculous.
Rest in peace. Shout out to Alice.
Shout out to Alice.
Anyway, that was a long rant on it.
Curtis is
like... Curtis like dribbling in the corner. Sorry, Curtis, you got anything to add to that?
No, he doesn't. No, he's been...
Sorry, not sorry, MSR.
He'll be put in the naughty corner at the next meeting, I reckon. Curtis, you're over there, mate.
Shando, we whipping him.
Yeah.
Then he'll get puffed out after 2 weeks. That fuck.
Fuck. Next one, go.
Wild. Yeah. Big fella, Willie Nels.
Oh, hey. Shout out.
G'day, guys. Minute Man here, but I'll try to finish in 30 seconds.
Ah, thank you, mate.
KDM, 3 billion euros.
Big euros
trouble.
As well.
They're getting out of that if there's a government buyer. Mm. I don't think they can pay their riders unless they go get stock exchange shares or whatever. Binder, I think he's safe for 26. All the other three riders, Acosta, Bastianini, and Vinales, they're on multi-year deals, whatever that means. Pretty shaky from both parties, I think. I think if Honda's any good, Acosta's off to replace Marini the following year.
Social suicide.
And I think Bastianini gets Miller's ride and Vinales, the fraud, gets sacked.
Nah, there's got to be a new team. There has to be a new team.
It's already come out since I think that's probably been
said. But Willie Nels, if somehow that happens, is probably spot on, as in if there's no new team. But there will be. Someone will take that. There'll be manufacturers wanting to be in the...
Yeah,
on the grid.
That's probably concessions for manufacturers just to fill that spot.
And there's probably companies that want to be on the grid, even though they're not a factory team, like a Gresini or a...
I'd keep an eye out for CF Moto, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a fucking great call.
Because they essentially just make their engines at this point. They could just go, well, it's Chinese money, essentially. We can chuck money away. We'll chuck our sticker on there instead of yours.
But you know what? Imagine seeing a CF Moto bike just say win a world title. It would gross me out. I couldn't handle it.
It'd look sick, but if it's in that blue, though.
I do like it. And you know what? The bikes have come a long way. They used to be shitters. I remember we refused to trade them. They're all that bad. But, like, you know, they've come a long way. And
they're meant to be awesome. I've only ever heard good things about them.
They got spy technology in the electronics now, but the little C combos, those Chinese bikes.
You got to be careful. They put little chips in the bloody...
In the cars,
I don't know.
Yeah, they listen to everything. I'm dead serious as well on this one. It's a fucking serious podcast today, boys.
You got time for us, Curtis?
Well, it was apparently, this was in America, someone got Dodge or a Ford. It was one of the more higher-end cars, and their insurance premiums went up. Even though there was no recorded activity, like, you know, fines or anything like that, or any crashes like that, it went up because there was a chip in the car that was tracking what they were doing, and the chip was recording them doing 90 in a 60 miles per hour zone.
No way.
And they were going, like, you're riding or driving more radically and dangerously. Your insurance premiums go up.
How does the insurance companies get that data, though?
I don't know. It could just be a deal with the dealerships where they just go, here's all the data. There you go. I have no idea.
Sneaky game, isn't it?
very sneaky.
That's surprising for Ford, though.
Well, but they're talking. This is way off track. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah, but, I love it, Bar.
But we're talking. So there's going to be a law that's coming into Australia shortly where the electrical companies can limit your air conditioning, how low it can go.
Bro, that's fucked.
So if I want to be fucking 18 degrees and I'm paying the bill, I want to be fucking 18 degrees.
Yeah.
But fuck that.
But how do they control like a split system?
Because the split system has a chip on it where they can control all of them at the same time. It's already coming into Queensland.
Bro,
that's fucked.
What?
So if you're using too much energy, they can limit it to how low you want it to be.
We're gonna have to jailbreak our air conditioners.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, jailbreak. Fuck.
There'll be like black market installations for aircons and shit. There will be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever they make something illegal, there's always a black market version of it.
That's it.
If there's like alcohol. Way.
Well, thanks, Nels. We got us onto fucking air conditioners.
So we got the Chinese. the first two. We've got a pedophile ring in Melbourne. It's been uncovered.
Yep.
And the Chinese are listening in the second one. So let's bring on the third one.
Motorsport Republic, your air conditioners. What are you doing?
Cashy's buck. Cashy's buck. I love it. It's the best.
I think it's a few hundred.
Oh.
Lukey Kappa.
Caps.
Hey, boys. Lukey Kappa here. My hot take is that I believe Lewis Hamilton will come extremely close or win a world title with Ferrari.
Wow.
Reasons being that he's never made a bad career move ever.
True.
He's kind of put himself under the radar, saying he's not quick, doesn't know how to drive. All this bullshit, frankly, just to, you know, cross the competition. Everyone knows he's a world-class driver. There's no doubting it. I really don't think he's had any reason to try in a car that's only going to finish, you know, fifth, sixth most weekends. Ferrari haven't had a driver of that talent since Alonso. And I think, you know, those Panini-loving bastards in Italy would really, really work extra hard to get an amazing car. I think I'm onto something here. Love to hear your feedback.
T. Shavs, right against you, mate.
Oh, I completely disagree with everything he said. Kappa, love ya, but
I like how he's talking about downplaying everything, though. No, I think there's something in that.
Why would you sandbag, though?
Yeah, there's no reason to sandbag. There's no reason to... In the last half of the season, he showed nothing. And you don't just do that because you don't care. Like, you're still a world-class motor racer. So, I don't think the Ferrari are going to work any harder for him. I think they'll work harder for Charles because he's been there. He's done that. He's Ferrari.
He's their man. Who is the number one driver next year?
50-50, I suppose. It has to be, doesn't it?
That's an awkward conversation.
Oh, well, it's going to be an awkward conversation. Like, how do you tell a seven-time world champion to
pull over? Exactly right.
So... but yeah, I mean, interesting take. I haven't thought of the downplay thing, but like just the negativity. I mean, you just
whinging pom.
Whinging pom.
They love it. Yeah, they love a whinge.
But no, I don't think he'd be sandbagging. That's probably where I disagree. If he had the talent still, he would have shown it with the car sometime in that year, you know?
100%.
I love these hot takes, but it's so interesting listening to everyone else's, how they read into things differently. Yeah. It's
great. And you actually learn stuff yourself, to be honest, because I'm like, I think I haven't even thought of that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's good. Keep them
Thanks,
coming.
Kappa. Keep them come.
Matt Williams.
Willow.
Matty.
Hey, guys. Just sending a message in. I've got two things. I'll quickly run through them. If this KTM thing falls through, Dorna should allow these factories to run a third bike with additional funding, you know, to help with all the costs and whatnot, and try and get a Coster onto the factory Ducati alongside Badnar and Marquez.
What a team.
That'd be the best case scenario if that could happen. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. And also the weekend of when the Austin MotoGP is on, if you could somehow schedule to have an Austin Supercross round the same weekend.
You buy tickets
to one, it gets you into both, you know, get the GP riders there on the Saturday night at the Supercross, and then on the Sunday you get all the Supercross guys across to the race. I think it'd help build the sport, get like a lot of those American dirt bike people on board with the GP, because most of them are pretty, you know, narrow-minded. And if you sort of get them there to see the event, it'd be you know, I think you get a lot more people at the thing. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah,
that's a great call. That second is a fucking amazing take. I love that.
Yeah, amazing take. And back to his first one. What was his first one again?
Well, we touched on it before.
I just love different manufacturers though. Like
It has to be a stopgap, but it won't be a stopgap for Pedro because one of them's gonna.
But I suppose if we had 9 Ducatis on the grid, like, it'd still get good racing.
Imagine Pedro Acosta, Marc Marquez, and Bagnaia.
What a team!
It's like the past, the present, and the future in one team.
Clip that.
But isn't that would be good luck?
Mm. Yeah.
Good luck.
Should we call him Evolution?
Yeah, legit. Give him the World Championship belt. Seriously. Who's Ric Flair, but? Who's Meltimer?
Tardotti.
That's gold. That's a t-shirt. That's a fucking t-shirt. If they're a team, that's a t-shirt.
That's unbelievable.
Ducati Illusion.
That's great.
But they do the baggers there already. So it's not a... That's a brilliant idea.
They've got the space to make Supercross a track.
Involved.
Where is the Supercross track there? I don't have one.
I think they race in...
Is it set in the centre or is it...
No, they don't race at Austin there. They race I think Houston maybe? Or Dallas maybe? I think maybe Dallas.
Okay. It's a great take. The only thing is that race has already got 450,000 people attending to it. And
not for MotoGP.
Oh, MotoGP, of course. I thought he was talking about Formula 1.
GP.
Oh, okay.
I believe he did, anyway.
Yeah, right. I thought he said Formula 1 fans were narrow-minded, but maybe I was wrong.
No, he said Supercross fans are narrow-minded.
Gotcha,
sorry. Dirt bike fans.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, 100%, sorry.
That would be really cool. They could make something there.
Yeah, definitely. Because they don't sell out the MotoGP event.
No. And that would be such a good crossover. Like, that's a massive market where they could get the Americans on board. They just need an American... Yanks love following an American rider, but they need an American rider to step up. That's the thing.
Correct,
yeah.
You know, I don't think... Like, I'm sure they followed Rossi, obviously, but I
bro, is American winning anything that's world sport, like motorsport?
NASCAR, bro. It's fucking world.
The world champion. But, like, they're nowhere in MotoGP. They're nowhere in Formula One. They're not winning their fucking Supercross anymore because the Aussies are
killing it. Chase Sexton is the reigning motocross champion because Jet Lawrence got injured. But, yeah, you're right.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
But that's a great take. I'd love to see it.
Yeah,
I should make that work. I don't know if it ever happened, but... Because the MotoGP riders love the Supercross.
Yeah.
They love it. And then the Supercross riders normally are big fans of MotoGP as well.
Yeah, correct.
Ricky Carmichael's always there. Chad Reed. They're all crossover. You know, they're always at... the MotoGP riders are always at A1 in Anaheim. The first Supercross. It's like the biggest race almost of the year. A lot of them are there. Anyway.
I like it. Next one is Matty Stevens.
Stevo.
Matty.
Howdy, boys. I hope you're doing well.
Always good.
Low tier of the week has got to be George fucking Russell.
He beat you to it.
Like, this guy, he used to be pretty cool. Like, back in his Williams days at when he put it on the front row in Spa in, like, the torrential wet in that dog shit car, That was respect. Like, that took some fucking big balls. But ever since then, he's just become this whiny little bitch. Like, shut the fuck up. Just let your driving do the talking.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason Max is the 4-time world champion and the best you can do is a couple race wins here and there. He just reminds me of, like, that teacher's pet kid from school that would fucking always squeal whenever the boys got up to any sort of mischief. Oh, fuck. Must be the Mercedes effect.
Yeah.
Anyway, rant over. Hope you have a good week.
On you, Steve-O.
What a legend.
That's up there with my favorite BM takes.
Oh, yeah. That has to be for
you. Was so funny. And, look, we did cover it early in the app, and we appreciate that, mate. And I think we're all in agreement with it. And, yeah, great take.
Absolutely.
I want to hear a Pom's take on George Russell.
Yeah.
Someone a little bit more biased, you know?
I think they'll even turn against him. At one stage there in, I'm talking 2010, 2011, 2012, they were booing Lewis Hamilton at Silverstone.
Yeah, don't blame him, but.
Don't blame him. But.
A few reasons for that, I think.
They turn on their own because they're such big motorsport fans.
Yeah.
They turn on their own if they're not
performing.
Yeah, they are big on that. So that's a part of their culture, I reckon.
It is. I love the British culture, how they follow sports. Like the Barmy Army and the cricket, the way they act at soccer games. Like,
it is a lot
I'm
different.
Envious of their fans. Right. Like, they have the best fans in the world.
It's a lot different.
All right, next one.
Great take. Love that.
Jared Madsen.
Jazza. How many seconds?
26 seconds.
Oh, good work.
Maddo.
Hey, guys. So, I don't know if you're aware, but Mohammed bin Zayem, the FIA president, he's up for re-election at the end of next year.
Mm.
Currently, he doesn't have anyone to go up against. So, he's just going to get re-elected.
It's like
what are the
Vladimir
chances
Putin.
Of a Motorsport Republica campaign to get rid of this piece of shit? Thanks, guys.
Borderline racist, but love it. I'm just joking. He's done shit, a lot of shit stuff for the sport. He's taken over.
Who's this again?
So this is the head of the FIA. He's from like Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Shock when he was announced and
money.
I guess
oil money.
I think it is the oil money. There would have been some sort of under.
Is he just like is he a Joe Biden though? Is he just a puppet figure?
No, he's just more.
Or is
of
he
like
actually
a,
making calls?
He's more of like no one respects him, and he just makes shit calls. And yeah, like a Joe Biden. No, he's really. He's fired people. He's got rid of their for a lot of people from the FIA via text messages and all sorts of stuff. I mean, you're running one of the biggest businesses in the world, I suppose. So yeah, he's probably not got the head for it. So we'll see. But you got to like think who is he following? Stefano Domenicali, Bernie Eccleston. Eccleston was a very controversial figure. He is selling his
tax evasion.
Well, yeah, he's selling his 69 Formula One car, his own personal cars to pay a tax bill. I believe that's the news. So yeah, he would transform the sport into where it is today. But I mean, who knows what their day-to-day job looks like? But what does that guy do on a Wednesday afternoon?
Bro, 100%.
Like
he's playing 18.
Like he's not calling Travis Auld and organizing contracts and stuff. He'd have people doing that. Like I don't know what that guy does.
But okay, so if he's like a just say, I assume he's a super rich Arab dude, right?
Yes.
Why would he even want the responsibility of that? Is it just a fucking
what
big
is
dick?
Trump,
it's a big dick move.
What does Trump want to be president?
It's a big dick move.
Big dick energy.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Fair enough. I don't care if you got a multi-billionaire in there, but I guess he'll make a good job. But I don't know anything about it either.
Yeah, no, neither. No comment. Pat Elliott.
Again.
Yep.
V2.
Fellas, Mav has just bought a whole bunch of shares. Financial fraud as well? Possibly.
That's a double F. That's a double F right there.
Yeah, fair shout.
Yeah. F fraud, F failure.
So that's like, it's low T.
It's everything.
We want him to unblock us. We want to be friends. We want him.
Maverick, we want to shake
okay,
his hand.
Okay, someone.
I want to shake your hand.
Someone.
I want to shake your hand.
Someone send this to him. We want to fly to Spain and we want to do a podcast with him.
Why am I blocked though? I just can't believe he blocked me. Crazy. Like, I understand the pod, bro. I understand it.
That's crazy.
Someone cooked. Just get in his ear for us. We're going to make up. We're going to make up like Rossi and Biaggi back in 2001.
Yeah.
We're going to shake Stoner hands.
And Rossi, look at it.
Yep.
You know, we'll bring him a Panettone or something.
Bygones. You know. Panettone. We'll even give him some shares in Republica stuff.
Better than KDM right
now.
Are you shell-shocked?
Oh, I am. Look.
Bro, I'm telling you. Bro, us three. Curdy's still got the pass because he's
2 million followers and we've blocked. My God, that's
us
crazy.
Three and poor old Moto Heaven. You know what? Our sponsor got copped it.
You know what? We're going up to him October, MotoGP. We have a chat to him. Let's reverse this.
I'll fly to fucking Spain to reverse this.
Yeah.
If we get a commitment out of it.
We'll go speak to Pip Byron and get him to get us in sweet.
We've got to do it.
Little old and fucking James, Tom, Curtis and Daniel from Motorsport Republica are blocked by Maverick Vinales, Mr. Fraud worldwide. That's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Sad.
It is. It's really sad. Jesus. We're trying to grow the sport, Mav. Like, you know, don't be a hater, bro.
And you're not on fraud starter next year anyway. It's Furman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's a fraud apprentice.
You get a you get another chance.
DFA.
You get another chance. So
yeah, he's got another chance. He's actually starting behind the eight ball.
I can't wait to get our fraud wall up. If we're going to get a fraud wall.
Fuck yeah, we are.
That's going to be mean.
Oh, we've got to figure that out, actually.
Timu.
It's actually not a bad call, bro. It's not a bad call at all. Okay. What are you doing over there, mate?
Looking sexy.
Put it back in. Go. Put it back
go,
in.
Go, 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 go. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. next one is from hannahath88@gmail.com.
What the fuck?
No way.
James is so hot.
That's crazy. Yeah. We got chick fans now. It's just amazing.
How does that make you feel, James?
Big dick energy, boys.
Skid, skid. Next one, quick. Do you want to talk about it?
Must be nice.
But yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
All good, fellas. All good. All good. Don't worry about it.
Lockie Boyle.
Oh, cheeseburger Boyle.
Bit of a fraud after Phillip Island. Talk the big game, Chockey Boyle.
Yeah, couldn't find, but he couldn't find. So, you know. It was dry. Dry at Phillip Island, but.
Wait to hear this.
Shout out. He's helping me find a track bike as well. Good on you, Chockey.
Chockey. How are we, lads?
Jock.
The prodigy Boyle here. Potential. Number one ticket holder on the Motorsport Republic.
Fuck, yeah, best, true.
He's part of the crew, but he's part of the crew.
First off, anyone got any bags? Thank you, James. Just a quick one for you, lads. Pedro Acosta from the KTM train. Where are we thinking he might end up if the talks with Ducati are true, whether it be a VR46 to
oh, he's on it.
Go alongside Didier and replace him or Bedelli? Mm. Or are we thinking maybe a Grazzini to replace either Marquez or Fermin Audiger? Cheers, lads.
Third always bike, bruh. Third bike. You know what? Thinking thanks, about Chucky. It, yeah, cheers, Chucky. Thinking about it more, it'll be a third bike with his own. It could be his own personal sponsors on there. A bit of a Nastro Zero.
But you know what the thing is, in my MotoGP watching career, I've never experienced anything like this. Like I remember Dovi in Repsol Honda when they ran the third bike. That's my only recognition of any like,
and
this
you're gonna be a monster team to do that. It's only Repsol that's done that, and Marlboro, Yamaha. But I think those two teams, Roberts and Rainey,
correct.
So it's that's not tism something right there, bro. Jesus.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it doesn't happen magically like that. They can't just magically get another team.
No,
so
that's correct.
I think there's a lot more to play.
There'll be a lot of concessions if money moved around put towards that.
That's the word of the year, isn't it? Concessions
could be
never really been a thing for MotoGP. It's all has started now. So.
Sweet. True.
Thanks, Chock.
Got another one from Chock.
Oh, no.
Chocky.
Just another quick one, boys. I know young Kirby's got
that's what they do. They're always
awesome
quick.
Track boy. I know Daniel's slowly making his comeback like the king. And James is thinking about track bike. Mate, what's the recommendations of us getting a big track day sorted?
Fuck, a Republic or track day would be sick.
Would be sick.
The idea's been flirted.
Yeah, it has been.
We're working out logistics.
Yeah, we're going to do some open days next year. We're just got to figure out the do's and the don'ts. We've got to organise the Valleys as well. We're going to get down there. Trying to figure out.
It'll be a big year next year.
Yeah, massive year. But stay on board, Chockey. You've been a bloody good support, mate.
You don't have anime on your bike, do you?
No, you wouldn't.
Nah, he's good.
He's not on the phone, bro. You can't ask him.
Oh, sorry. I thought he was talking to me.
You got any physical written hot takes or nah?
Yeah, let's go through a fucking couple, shall we, woos? There's a lot of
yeah, let's skip anything KDM because we've flogged that.
Flogging a dead horse.
Yeah, we've flogged that.
Here's a hot take for you. At Heronson NRK, Mir and Honda will be champions again before Yamaha.
No. Yeah, I think Yamaha come out and said they're bringing a V4 next year, by the way.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Awesome. That's cool. Imagine it just clicks.
That's a big thing to make work.
But hang on, they didn't have that bike for the post-season test.
Nah, because they're Japanese, bro.
Wouldn't you have it organised? Like, fuck.
They're still up in the air about it, aren't they?
I'd tip my hat more towards Quartararo at this point on any Jap bike, getting close to that championship.
Yeah, Quartararo is the man.
Yeah.
He's the least fraudy of all four.
And he outperformed the bike last year. 100%. Unbelievable.
He actually is one of my top three riders of the year, Quartararo, from last year. If I had to, just put him in there somewhere. He was incredible.
And he got taken out when he was fifth or sixth in a race
as
well.
Yeah, he did. Indonesia, Morbidelli fucking went
That's
up his ass like a fucking
idiot.
Oh, that
was a ridiculous move. Fucking chalky Morbidelli. Yeah, I know, but... Again, if that was Marquez who did that, we'd be like, oh, it's just Marquez things. And now, because fucking Morbidelli did it, fuck that guy.
He's been doing it all the year.
Yeah.
Mm. Brain farts. That part of his brain's not working since the accident.
Yeah, I reckon. There's a lot of KDM in there, isn't there?
Yeah. B_Rothberg. Both Yuki and Lawson don't deserve the Red Bull racing seat, and they should look for older for a year. They should look for an older person, I'm assuming is what they're saying.
No, that's hard because that team's always supposed to be the young buck team, the Red Bull rookies coming through. Mm. So, no, I don't agree with that. It's interesting that second Red Bull seat next year, I reckon it's looking more and more likely personally. I might chew my own words, but they'll just keep Perez for another year because Lawson...
Well, that's what they've continually done, though.
But yeah, Perez has shown nothing, but Lawson hasn't really set the light on fire. Sonoda's fucking mystery fraud.
Yeah,
and then they're not going to get why pay Colin Pinto a massive amount of money when, again, he shows some signs, but he's not a Verstappen, is he? So,
last one, Hart_Mel Bon. If Marc Marquez wins the championship on the factory Ducati, does that make him the greatest Ducati champion? I would say no.
No.
I actually think personally the greatest Ducati champion is Casey Stoner.
I was going to say Troy Bayliss.
Ooh. That's a good one for overall. But I think Casey, for me, bringing Ducati to their glory, to the forefront and winning only five years maybe, actually.
03 was their first year, wasn't it?
Correct. 03, sorry, 04, 07. 5 or 6
four,
or 7.
Four years. Yeah, it's incredible. You couldn't think that now, could you?
Bro.
And BMW coming in next year, then winning in 2030. Like, you would not, you could not see that coming.
When did Suzuki come back in? 16?
I reckon 16.
15, 16?
Yeah.
4 years as well.
So that went far off. 5, 6.
That's crazy.
Fraud championship. But.
Nah, come on, bro. But... Casey won when no one else was winning on that bike.
Oh, yeah. We've gone through this a million times. It was an incredible year, that 07.
But overall, Bayliss is a massive one. Bayliss, Carl Foggy.
Foggy's another one. They had some good riders, man.
Mm.
Ducati, they've just... they're just one of those dominant fucking brands ever, aren't they? It's so weird thinking that they were shit for 10 years.
Wild,
With fucking Rossi was on it.
And Nicky Hayden.
Yeah, two world champions.
Crazy. Couldn't do a thing.
Mm, crazy.
Insane.
That bike was one of the best looking bikes, but
They're doing good things, Ducati. New V4 looks sick.
Well,
too.
And no one complained about it, does that new tricolour. No one can complain about Ducati if they save Pedro Acosta, though.
Fuck no.
You can't say shit because they've almost saved the sport. So.
Yeah. And I think they'll be the first to support another factory if they came in. Say a BMW or Kawa or Suzuki jumped back in, they would be the first to... they were with Aprilia and KTM.
MotoGP is pretty good. They support other manufacturers when they're down. I don't know how it's like that in Formula 1, but they're always normally pretty good with concessions. When Honda was up there, there were still concessions for Ducati or Suzuki or Aprilia.
Other way around, exactly.
That's the difference.
That is the difference.
Good guys. Go.
The more you know.
The more you know, boys. That's it.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for uncovering Melbourne's pedophile ring. I'll be on the current affair soon.
Curtis on the front page.
Jackie Felgate's Instagram.
He's going to his bike right now. He's ripping off all the stickers.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be fucking dead meat, bro. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have turned up there, Curtis.
You're lucky with us, bro. I'm telling you. We're fucking danger.
Just stick with us, mate. All right. We'll see you next week.
See you.
Catch.